Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. Welcome to the latest episode of the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today, we're speaking with Kathleen James, who is running for state representative in Southern Vermont. Kathleen also has a vision for fighting climate and building a strong green economy in the state of Vermont. And she's going to share some of her views about this and much more today. And Kathleen, how are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's a pleasure. And I think, as I mentioned before, we actually hit the record button. This is the first time we've ever interviewed a political candidate on the Voices.Earth podcast series. So we're super excited to have you today. And I know you're incredibly busy. So thank you for the time.
You bet.
Excellent. Well, let's start from the top. You know, tell us a little bit more about yourself and why you're running for the state legislature. And I know you're representing the towns of Manchester, where I live, Arlington, Sunderland, and Sandgate in southern Vermont.
Yeah, well, I'm one of many people across the country who were sort of motivated to run in the wake of the 2016 election. I was, you know, very disheartened by the results, you know, not only by the final outcome of the election, but really by the tone of our political conversation. You know, the levels of division and polarization were really depressing to me. And I led a big delegation of women from our region down to the Women's March on Washington. And I really had a life-changing moment during the march, which was we had a big banner that said, you know, Vermonters for Peace. And we were surrounded by people from all over the country who had come to Washington to, you know, speak their minds. And we marched with our banner up to the top of the Cannon House office building and turned around. And as we raised a banner, you know, showing basically the beautiful Vermont mountainscape, a cheer went up from the crowd. And I looked, you know, down the street, and there were people as far as I could see who were there to advocate for a different kind of America. And that was just a real game-changing moment for me. I knew at that moment that I wanted to get involved. And the more I thought about it, I knew that for me, getting involved meant running for office. So that's what I've been working on ever since. And in terms of who I am, I'm your basic full-time working mom from southern Vermont.
That's great, Kathleen. What an amazing story. I did not realize that that was kind of the motivating part for you right there. It certainly was and still is a challenging time in the political climate right now. You see stuff in the news every day that's just absolutely shocking. And the fact that you're actually doing something about it, rather than most of us reading the latest headlines and being filled with anxiety about the future, you're actually doing something about that. So props to you, throwing your hat in the ring.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, definitely. And I know part of your campaign is really about fighting climate change and building a green economy in southern Vermont. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that sometimes the assumption, you know, particularly on the right, seems to be that climate change action and climate change mitigation is somehow in opposition with business interests and with the economy. And that's, you know, not the case at all. I'm not an economist. I'm not an expert. I'm just someone with, you know, passion and kind of a vision for how these two things can and should work together. We talk a lot in Vermont about trying to get young people to move to the state. And I just think that Vermont has an opportunity. There are already so many things we're doing right here in terms of climate, but there's a lot more we could do. And I think Vermont has an amazing opportunity really to brand itself and put, you know, increasingly real programs and initiatives behind that branding to become known as the state that's leading the nation on climate action and establishing the green economy. And if we were able to work together to do that and to get the word out, I think that young people would move here in droves. You know, I think that Gen X and millennials don't deny climate change. They get it. And I think that they would flock to a state that was providing business opportunities and encouraging tech startups and doing whatever it could to attract climate entrepreneurs. So I think that's something that we should continue to work toward.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful vision there. And yeah, I agree. I mean, we both live here in southern Vermont. And, you know, it's sometimes in many ways, I find that it's a little secret. It's a very special little place. But yeah, I think to do more to get some of these jobs here and get the young people, especially through the green economy and green startups, would be awesome. It'd be a win for everybody.
Yeah, Vermont has a lot of very cool programs. You know, The Vermont Climate Change Economy Initiative is a really cool program that has a lot of little sub-programs under it. They do a model communities program that where they work hands-on with communities. I think Pownall and Middlebury have completed the process so far to kind of put together a plan at that intersection of climate and economy. They've got a business accelerator that puts, you know, aspiring young entrepreneurs through a curriculum that helps them look at their business plan. I mean, we've got a lot of cool stuff going on here. And like I said, there's a lot more that we could do.
That's great, Kathleen. And speaking of cool stuff going on, I understand you recently spoke at an event hosted by Earth Matters of Move On Manchester. I think it was titled Climate, Jobs, and Justice, which is an amazing moniker there to cover at this event. And you spoke there. So tell us about what you highlighted in your speech.
Yeah, I did speak there. I'm sure you know this was a global event sponsored by 350.org, and Earth Matters is our local 350 node. And, you know, at our little talk or at our little event, I spoke about exactly what we're talking about here, the things that Vermont needs to do. One of the things I mentioned is the fact that Manchester has a town plan, and it's a great document. I mean, it's basically a strategic plan for our community, and a lot of very smart, dedicated people worked really hard on it. But I looked through it. It's a 72-page document, and climate change is mentioned only 3 times. In that 72-page document, and then only in the context of responding to natural disasters. And I'd like to see a shift so that climate action and the climate economy is really the framework that we do our planning and our thinking within. And so that's generally what I talked about. I talked about some of the specific things that we need to do. I think we need to find a way to offer more incentives so that working families can afford electric vehicles. They're still kind of hard to buy. We definitely need more charging stations here. We need to install, I think, more high-efficiency heat pumps and wood heating systems in public buildings. Got a lot of retrofitting to do. I mean, there's a, you know, ton of things we need to do to sort of diversify, you know, move toward renewables and diversify our energy portfolio. So, you know, that's basically what I talked about. And then my talk was followed by a mind-blowing talk by Dr. Edward Cameron. We're so lucky to have him as a resident here in Manchester. He helped to write the Paris Climate Accords. And he talked a lot about, you know, the urgent need for climate action and the costs that we'll all be incurring as a society if we don't move aggressively on climate. And those costs, of course, and it's why we talk about climate justice, because the costs of climate change will fall disproportionately on underdeveloped nations and on low-income people. So that's it's a justice issue as well.
Wow, it sounds like an amazing event there. And of course, you won the nomination. Congratulations for that. And November 6th is time flies fast in the business world, and I'm sure in the political world even faster. So what's your strategy leading up towards November 6th?
Well, we live in a funky little district. It's a 2-member district. So even though I did place first in the Democratic primary, both candidates, we both move on into the general. So we have 3 people running for 2 seats. There are 2 incumbents and then me, the challenger. And the top 2 vote getters will win on November 6th. So my strategy is pretty old fashioned. I'm knocking doors, getting out whenever I can and, you know, meeting voters across the district. And I really genuinely love that part of campaigning. It's very genuine. It's very face to face. And you get to hear from people about the issues that matter to them. So I'm knocking doors. We're going to be sending out some postcards, including one that lists a couple of my endorsements, which I'm proud of because I've gotten some environmental endorsements from the Vermont Conservation Voters and the Vermont chapter of the Sierra Club. So we'll do some mailers on that, and we've got debates coming up, and, you know, we're going to do it the old-fashioned way, vote by vote, see if we can pull off a victory.
That's awesome, Kathleen. That's incredible, yes, and we really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else to add, anything we may have missed?
You know, I would just encourage people, before they cast their votes in November, to take a look at anybody they're considering voting for and look at where they are on climate and the environment, because this is the issue of our time. And I think anybody that's not out front on climate and that's not putting that at the center of their platform needs to be taking a hard look at why they're not doing that. So I would encourage voters to look through that lens as well.
Perfect. What a great way to end this podcast interview. You just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth interview with Kathleen James, who's running for state representative in the Southern Vermont region. Kathleen was kind enough to share her vision for fighting climate change and building a stronger green economy in the state of Vermont. And we wish Kathleen the best of luck, and people, everybody come out and vote for her on November 6th. And Kathleen, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.